I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. I'm still finding bugs and found a brown marmorated stink bug that somehow escaped getting into my house.
It was probably upset that you disturbed it, too, from its warm spot.
No doubt.
Well, speaking of warm spots, you know, that little warm spell we had not long after New Year's started producing some insects. I found several moths at my porch light one night, and I had never bothered to identify these particular moths. Well, this year I decided to find out what they were, and it turns out they're called the fall cankerworm.
Why do they call it a worm?
A lot of moths, especially those that are of some economic importance, are known primarily by their caterpillars, the larvae. And the caterpillars, when they hatch from the egg, they make these little skeletonized spots on the underside of leaves. Those are the cankers. But what's interesting to me about this moth is that the males are look typically moth-like. They've got wings and so on, but the females are wingless. They're basically ovaries with legs. They have a very small head, very small thorax, a great big abdomen, and they're covered with hair-like scales. I had found those from time to time on our porch as well, and I'd never paid much attention to them. But once I realized what the males were, I thought, I've got to get out there and get a picture of the female. And sure enough, I went out the next morning and there was one sitting there. My goal now is to see if I can get a picture of them mating. The females will lay a batch of 50 to 200 eggs in a tight mass on a stem or a branch and then cover it with those scales from their abdomen to help protect them. And then late in spring when the
scales are detachable.
Oh, yeah. 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 If you handle a butterfly or a moth any kind, the scales are that body covering that gives them their color and their fluffiness.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and insects, the hair-like structures are technically called setae. Only mammals have hair. In insects, those hair-like structures, their fuzziness, furriness, comes from setae. And when the setae are flattened, they're referred to as scales. If you look at a butterfly or moth wing, those scales are overlapping like shingles on a roof, and that's what gives them their various color patterns, and also that's the dust, their powder that comes off in your hands if you were to handle one.
So if you were to examine that microscopically, you'd see that they were flat and scaly. What happens to these that come out in the warm spell in the middle of the winter like that?
Well, presumably they mate and they die, and you know their sole purpose is to reproduce. Once they've done that, the next generation will be coming, so the egg masses will be there. They don't feed as adults, and it's a good thing, too. There's really not much for them to eat in the middle of January. Those eggs will hatch in late spring, just after the leaves have come on. Starting in early summer, the mature caterpillars will lower themselves on a single silken thread down to the ground, and then they'll dig into the soil and pupate, and then they'll emerge in fall and early winter.
So as long as they got the eggs laid, all hunky-dory.
You bet.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.